It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we've been talking about Kevin Costner and his divorce since, you know, everyone loves to watch their Yellowstone these days.
They sure do.
They sure do. Well, now he's been ordered to pay his wife $129,000 in child support.
Oh.
About half of what she wanted.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not bad. I thought you were about to say $129 million.
A month? No, I don't think that'd be attainable for anybody. But
can't you take a lump sum?
It's over $1 million a year if you do $129,000 a month.
Yeah.
So that's what he's going to have to pay her. But like I said, she wanted twice of that. So
Wow. Well,
she requested $250,000 a month. And he said, well, that includes more than $100,000 for cosmetic procedures.
Fun money.
Kevin, some of us need Botox. Let us live.
The kids need Botox.
One day, maybe she's putting it in a fund.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kidding. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget, we've got ludicrous VIP tickets, baby.
Whippa.
Going to be in the suite at the Wisconsin State Fair with us. Your chance to win those tickets, 7:45.
Ain't no better way to see Ludicrous, especially in the state of Wisconsin.
Exactly. All right, so what is this going on at your house? You're getting spam calls? Talk to me.
The thing is, I don't know if I'd call them spam calls, but I've been getting a whole bunch of international calls recently.
What does that mean? From where?
So maybe about, let's call it 5 months back, I got a call from Poland.
Okay.
Random call from Poland.
Does it say Poland?
It says Poland on my phone. Yeah, Poland.
It's like,
right?
How do you know? Yeah.
And I'm like, random. Not going to listen to it. Okay. Don't know nobody in Poland. I'll tell you that right now.
Next.
And then over the last like 4 weeks, over the last month, basically, I've gotten three different calls from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody living in Mexico either. So the first two I ignored. But I got two back-to-back calls the other night at like 11:15 p.m. I was already in bed.
Yeah.
Me and my wife were asleep. We was cuddling on. You know, when my phone goes off, I'm like, who's calling me at this hour?
Yeah.
¿Quién me llama esta hora? You know, because I looked over, saw it was from a Mexico number, so I immediately switched to Spanish. I was like, who's calling me at this hour?
If it wasn't Mexico, would you have still been as curious? Like, if it was a non-Latin country, would it have triggered you as much?
No, definitely. I feel like getting a random call back-to-back, because the first time it went, I was like, I'm not answering this. I don't know anybody there. If they need me, they'll call again. And I turned back over and went to sleep. Sure enough, not even a minute passes by, my phone goes back off again. It's the same number from Mexico. Now I'm thinking, what?
This is where I go, they would leave a message. You're like, they'd call back. I'm like, no, they'd leave a message if it was that serious.
Oh, I feel like it's international law that if you double call somebody, that means pick up your dang phone.
Yeah.
Is that what it meant? That is
when
what
you,
it meant.
When you picked it up, it was somebody you knew? Did I just explain to you why you didn't need to pick that phone up?
No, but curiosity got me this time, you know? So I answered the phone the second time, and it was a man from Mexico all the way.
Yeah.
Wasn't a scam. He was looking for Sergio's father.
It was a guy from Mexico from a Mexico number.
Mm-hmm. Speaking Spanish, too. It was crazy.
I love it the way you said it like it was a mystery. I solved it. The guy was in Mexico.
I got it. I was like, bet. Y'all bet you're out there right now, huh?
So it was a wrong number.
It was a wrong number, but how do you get a wrong number when you're dialing internationally?
Yeah.
Okay, who are you trying to dial that you went and dialed my phone number back to back twice? For all I know, it could have been the same number that called me like a month back now.
Well, it still could have been a spammer. I mean, I hate to bring her into this, but Saucy Sandra replied to a random Snapchat she got from somebody she didn't know. People do that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So what if he's looking for his wife and he ends up calling a dude and goes, oh, but never mind, I called a guy. I'll try a new number.
Well, as soon as I said no, my bad, it's the wrong number. Buddy hung up expeditiously. Mm-hmm. He didn't even say bye, nothing. It was actually quite rude because I was like, nah, I'm sorry, man. I think you got the wrong number. I don't know Acer. Well, I know Sergio, but I don't know his daddy.
I don't know his daddy. Oh, man. I can't believe you pick up spam calls, honestly. If I don't know it, I'm not answering it. If it's an emergency, you'll leave a message.
Really?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna, if somebody double calls you?
From Mexico, no.
No?
Absolutely. If somebody double calls me from Sussex, I ain't picking it up.
Really?
No.
Man. It would get me because I would feel like it's important.
I get spam calls from Hale's Corners all the time. I don't know why. And they come with fake messages from some chick, the same one over and over. Hi, we were calling about your loan. I don't have a loan.
Click. I don't got no loan.
I don't have a loan. So what are you talking about?
See, I'd answer that call and I'd be gullible because guess what? We about to have a loan as soon as we buy this house.
You would. These come from local numbers, though.
No.
And they're calling me like I already have a loan that I need to pay on. And I'm like, this is garbage.
So what's your rule on when a number that you don't know calls you to pick up?
I don't pick up.
The same number calls you three times back to back. You're not picking up?
Leave a message.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. Yep. Sometimes you don't have time to leave a message. I got time to keep calling and calling.
There's an opportunity to leave a message every time they call you, DZ. And if they're not, it's not that important.
Or a text message. See, my brain is wired. My brain is wired internationally.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking that it might be some type of transfer wire call from Colombia, right? And if you're ever calling back to back, for whatever reason, the call got wired through from Mexico.
Yeah.
And it went through the same number. And I will pick that up because I'm assuming now it's somebody trying to reach me from Colombia, either by my grandfather or somebody else in my family. Mm-hmm. Even though now with WhatsApp and all these different apps.
I don't know why you would think somebody, your family wouldn't be able to get a hold of you, that it'd have to call you over and over. Come on. Saying it yourself.
No, I'm saying it because I got unfortunate trauma when my grandmother passed and nobody reached out to me. Mm-hmm. And the only person that tried to call me called me from a random number and I didn't pick it up. They're like, we tried to call you, man. I was like, what do you mean? You call me? Like, there's so many ways you could reach me. It's like, oh,
they tried and they didn't leave a message. That's even weirder.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird.
So now
that ain't on you.
Now when I get a double call from an international number, but I'm weirded out more by the fact that you're not picking up a call answering anybody that calls you ever.
No. Why would I pick up a number I don't know? That's weird, dude.
If it's a back-to-back call, you call me twice,
and
my rule of thumb is I'm answering.
Where were your parents when your grandma died? Why did they tell you?
They told them late.
Oh, they didn't know either.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean nobody told you? You have family here.
Yeah, right.
Weird.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation, but here we are today.
I never pick up ever in my life a number I don't know. Never. I don't even pick up numbers I do know, actually.
Man,
let's just take it the whole way back.
If I could tell it's spam, I'm not picking up. But if you call me back-to-back twice, I gotta
DZ
know.
He said two for from Mexico, this ain't spam. That would have immediately been spam in my mind.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Two calls from Mexico? What the hell? That's a spam in my mind without a doubt.
This is a Mexican prince trying to get you to get them out of, out of jail.
It's nobody I know. Nobody you know. Trust me, man. 414-533-1037. I see the phone's call lighting up right now. I don't know if people want to talk about answering spam calls or whether or not they do. Or maybe somebody met their prince by answering the
And it was a prince, huh?
We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 KISS FM. Answering calls that you don't know. Spam calls. DZ answered because he got two calls from Mexico, which to him meant somebody needs to get a hold of me, which to me would mean nobody needs to get a hold of me.
Fam, two calls back to back at 11, after 11 p.m., mm-hmm. I'm going to think something's up. I'm going to at least investigate.
Well, he did, and there was nobody there.
There was nothing.
It was, of course, nobody he knew. But let's go to the phones and see what our listeners have to say. Lindsay is in Franksville this morning. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How do we feel about picking up numbers we don't know?
Oh, I hate it. It's so triggering.
I'm sorry. So you don't pick up answer, you don't answer, pick up, even think about phone calls that you don't know?
On my personal phone, like maybe 1 out of 10 times. On my work phone, it's a little different because I have to, but right. It's still like, I don't like it because my senior year of high school, I got harassed by 3 guys I didn't know because they called my number on accident and I had my last name in my voicemail. And then my friend called them back and said, hey, were you trying to reach Lindsay? And they're like, no. And then all last name. And then they started calling
they
back.
They started harassing you. Mm-hmm.
The next weekend, they actually called my house because they went to the phone book and look for the last name.
The phone book.
Yep.
For
that
three
relic.
Weeks it went on. Yeah. And I finally went to the police department and they're like, well, I don't see it. It looks like you called them first. And I'm like, oh, it's not showing up on the phone bill because I had a missed call from them. So like, yeah, my brother's wow. got involved. The cops got involved. So I'm like, nope, don't want to do it. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, this was obviously a long time ago if this was the phone book, though.
Yeah,
I mean, right. In fairness, Lindsay. Yeah.
Yellow pages or white pages? Which one?
Yeah. But I will say, yeah. Lindsay, I am with you. I don't want to answer them. And the fact that you answer 1 out of 10 times on your personal is more than me. Mm-hmm. And I never got harassed.
I never win an iPad from you guys because I'm like, nope, I don't want to answer that phone number.
I don't know this number. I ain't going to answer.
Well, you know what the difference is, Lindsay? We would leave a message like a normal person and we would say, hey, it's Allie and DZ. So you wouldn't think you would know who called you because if it was important, I would tell you.
Pick up.
You'd give a message. You wouldn't just double call me.
Exactly.
I would have double called Lindsay, but that's just me. I don't know. When it's that important, I'm double calling. That's why I answered.
It's almost another topic to talk about how selfish it is to call people repeatedly and not leave a message. Like you're almost screwing with them at that point.
If it's that important.
If it's important, you have something to say and you're not leaving a message. Yeah, it's on the person calling. Well, absolutely.
Send me a text. Give me the gist of it.
If
okay,
it's that important,
right. And I'll set up and you call you back.
Fair, Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
We
have
appreciate
a good day.
You.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Emily is in South Milwaukee this morning. We haven't heard from Emily in a minute. I love hearing from some of these regulars who have earned their own theme song. They kind of pop up out of nowhere and go, boom. It's not so bad to be alive. Emily, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
How we are missing you. And we're about to do an audit where we
kick. I miss you too.
We're going to kick people out of the regulars. It's happening because we don't have any space left.
Oh, no. I totally understand
so
that.
So you're in. You're safe.
You're safe.
You're here.
Love it.
Good to hear from you. Emily, how do we feel about answering calls we don't know?
So during the work day, I, on my personal phone, have to because I help run our school district summer camp. And so if a parent is dropping off or picking up, then they have to, call either me or my other lead staff.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And so, I have to answer every single unknown number during the day. But if you hit me after the work hours, nope, you're going immediately to voicemail.
If they're making you use your phone for work, they should get you a work phone, just for the record.
Yeah.
Separate line, at least.
For all day you have to use that thing, you should have a work phone,
right.
Period.
Yeah.
But that's another topic.
Parents are pretty, respectful of not using my number.
You know what? I speak robot. She said the parents are very respectful.
I speak robot, too. I heard it.
Hey, you're cutting out, Emily, but thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Michelle is in Hartford. Let's pull her up, and then I have a special guest after Michelle in Hartford. Michelle, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How we doing, Michelle? You answering any spam international calls or not?
Like DZ?
No. Well, I don't know who your phone carrier is, but I have Spectrum, and it'll come up the number, and it'll say spam.
Sometimes it says spam for me, but not always.
It will say spam. When it does, when it's suspected, potential spam, that's what my phone says.
But not always.
Not always. No, no.
Yeah. Now, if you know what, send a text, and you get a return text in 2 to 3 business days. I'm done.
Michelle, get out of here, yo.
Thanks for calling, Michelle. Bye.
We appreciate you. She said 2 to 3 business days to reply. Savage.
All right. Last but not least, I wanted to pull her up because she's guilty of this, and I'm calling her.
Another savage.
Saucy Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. I am different, and I know I am.
Okay. You came into the studio one day, and you said, oh, I met this guy on Snapchat. I don't know him, but he just randomly snapped me and I responded. So I know you reply to people you don't know. And I don't.
Because everybody is a stranger until you get to know them. It's just adding people on TikTok.
Strangers.
Like now I have like real good relationships with a lot of the people that I've met on TikTok.
Okay.
You know?
So she said she's making friends.
And the Snapchat people, you know, it's nice.
Did the guy on Snapchat ever ask you for money?
No, but I have had people ask me for money, and it's like, ah, you're funny. Children,
tee-hee.
I am block. Not your mom.
Boy.
And block.
How about you send me? Prove it.
And done.
Send me 5, then I'll send you 10.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but no, I do answer phone calls if they're back-to-back. I will do that.
Thank you.
But if I do get random numbers, I will not answer that. Unless if it's back-to-back.
Okay, I was like, but you're answering the back-to-back.
The back-to-back, yes. It's
the
a difference maker.
It means
never
it's an emergency. However.
But it wasn't. Like, it wasn't.
Yes, and like you said,
but for
Allie,
Sergio's
like,
dad, it was.
People who call back-to-back, like, hi, how selfish are you for calling me over and over and over again? I am busy, obviously. I didn't answer the phone for a reason.
Oh, I'm not busy. I just don't end answering a number I don't know.
Screw that.
At that rate, it better be life and death. And that's what I thought it was. I ain't even going to cap.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Today on What Would DZ Do, it involves a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? And what's the problem?
Dog. I feel like another tale as old as time over here, man, for
okay.
What Would DZ Do?
Which is?
Falling in love with your coworker.
Okay. You and I look at each other and like, start laughing. What the hell? It sounds crazy,
but,
right?
But my guy, my guy wants to be held anonymous, so we got to give him a name. What name do you want to give him?
I was going to name somebody in our workplace.
No. Well, do it. Yeah, do it.
We only have like 4 dudes.
That's true.
Calvin.
All right.
Calvin is his name.
Calvin is his name, yo. Calvin, we got you.
Yep.
Calvin wrote in and straight up said, I'm falling in love with one of my best friends. So I said, a girl and I met last year and had gotten pretty close. We met working together for a charity event and both recently transferred to the same department in our company.
Oh.
So we see each other all the time and talk constantly. People at work have already asked if we're dating, but we obviously both say we're just friends. She's my best friend. We tell each other everything and have helped each other through some tough family troubles over the past year. Over the last couple months, though, I've been finding myself more and more attracted to her, and I can't think of anything that's changed to make me feel this way. I literally think I'm falling in love with her, but don't want to risk the friendship. What do I do? Risk it? Tell her I love her? Or love her in secret? Help me out, Calvin.
Well, this is where it gets tricky, because it's a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really want to be... if she doesn't like you back, it's trouble, man.
My boy Calvin is straight simping right now. Simping.
But does she like him back? That's the thing. We don't know.
They're best friends.
That doesn't mean she likes him back.
How many relationships and good long-standing relationships have started from just this, a friendship, a best friendship, and it turns into a best relationship and a BS best fiancé-ship and a best marriage. And wow, look at y'all pretty cute little babies.
Yeah.
White picket fence and all. Dream. dream wedding, dream family, dream life.
I know I dated a coworker once. I would 10 out of 10 would not advise.
No, dating a coworker is tough.
I would never recommend.
And straight up, depending on the workplace, one, it might not be allowed.
Yeah.
Two, you might need to disclose it and have it documented. And then honestly, but if people are already asking if you're dating, I doubt there's a problem with that. Straight up. Just thinking of it internally, I'm like, if people at work are already asking, are y'all dating?
Most workplaces don't say anything or care unless, oh, my bad. That was my phone. Don't say anything.
Christmas
or care.
In July, huh?
Literally, if Christmas you heard in it. July. But yeah, I just would never recommend. The few that it works out for, I know so many more it does not work out for.
Sure. I feel that. I mean, my boy is too smitten to let this go by, though.
He's going to have to.
He's going to have to do something
about it. So you say go for it.
I'm going to tell him exactly what to do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do say go for it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If you think you're falling in love, you're either going to hurt yourself if you don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to continue to sit there in secret, as he said, and love this person. And you're going to watch them probably date other people, talk to you about other people. You're going to put this strain on your heart, man.
Yeah.
You might need to just risk the relationship. Yeah. It's already in the workplace. So you're running a risk there because you're in the workplace. Nobody wants to get fired or be let go or have to go because of the workplace relationship.
You know what I say hell no for is because the aftermath.
In case it goes south.
With the one time I did it, I regret it because then you got to see them. And it's weird. And everybody's like, what's going on? It's like, well, we're broken up. But are we?
Are we?
Are we going to have ex-sex? Are we broken up? What are we? I don't know. But they're in the building. And now it's really weird because now we're all and everybody's in our business.
And everybody knows.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was 25, but I would never recommend it. The aftermath was not worth it.
I think you got to risk it in this situation, man. Mm-hmm. You've been talking so much. You probably spend a lot of time together outside of work, too. Your best friend, unless it's just a work best friend, then you just fall in love with your work best friend, and that's weird, dog.
Or he doesn't have any friends, and he thinks it's his best friend.
Aww.
Well, you want to hang out more with people when you like them, so they become your best friend, right? You're like, oh, my best friend.
Calvin has a problem putting himself out there.
Yeah.
He does, right?
So you say
put yourself out there and run it, man. If you're already this close to this person, tell them.
Straight up.
Be honest with them and say, hey, listen, I really think our relationship is great, but I would love to take you out and see if we could do something different.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Calvin, my boy, just verbatim. What's up?
DZ says, go for it.
We're gonna take
your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Should Calvin go for the coworker who's his best friend that he likes? DZ says, do it.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
I can't wait to hear some good stories next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Calvin wrote into the show, and he's into his coworker who has become his best friend, and he wants to date her, but he doesn't know what to do. DZ said, go for it, my man.
Well, if you don't try to get there and Lady and the Tramp with her, man, go ahead, take her out for some spaghettis.
I said 10 out of 10 would not recommend because I've been there. It's real awkward when you break up in the office. You got to actually see each other.
You're telling them to love in secret, bro?
No, I'm telling them not to love at all.
You tell them to just forget it.
I'm telling don't go to the bathroom or you eat, okay? That's all I'm saying. Amanda's in her scene this morning. She said, I have some experience with this. Oh, do you? Well, say more, Amanda. Better turn up and tell us your workplace drama. Because you're married. What do you mean you got experience with this?
Maybe this is how she got her baby daddy, husband daddy.
Yes, that is the way. But I also met a lot of guys through work and Plenty of Fish.
Oh, well, Plenty of Fish and work are not the same, Amanda. But okay.
Okay, but most of the guys I dated were through work.
Okay.
And those were normally one and done, so they kind of crashed.
Yeah.
And then I met my husband, and then it, you know, worked out. So that's the risk you take, I guess.
Where do you meet people when you're an adult anyway? I was just talking to a friend of mine. She said, I'm done meeting men on apps. I want to meet them in the wild. I said, well, now what? Then what?
In the wild.
The bars, I guess. But then there's creepy guys. I've got a lot of creeps.
Well, she's been doing like activities trying to meet people. And I said, take an improv class like DZ and I did. We met a ton of people in different age groups we never would have met. You never know.
Exactly. You never know what kind of relationships could have started from that either.
I mean, there was some cuties in our class, DZ.
Oh, really? Point them out. Point them out.
No.
No.
But you know what I mean?
Hey, I would suggest the grocery store. That's how I met my husband.
Oh, so hey.
The grocery store is where it's at.
Yeah, put yourself in situations or locations where you feel comfortable in, because that's naturally going to draw other people that are comfortable in the same environments, which means you automatically got something in common.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I think you should go for it. I mean, you only know by trying, so.
Boom. Thank you.
And if you break up and it's weird, that's your problem, not ours.
There's plenty of jobs and plenty of fish. So.
Yes, exactly.
Amanda, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Let me read some text. It says, YOLO. Get along. Great chemistry. Her out. Somebody else said, I would go for it. I did. And now I've been with him for almost 13 years. And we now have two kids.
Two? Probably got another one on the way pretty soon.
Maybe. Anna in Milwaukee said, oh, she tried to get in. We didn't answer. Sorry. We're trying. I don't know. Anna, I don't know. I'm doing my best over here. So DZ says, go for it. If you like,
I say go for it.
I mean, if you want to, why not? Do you want to answer the phone?
Of course I want to answer the phone.
You're crazy. Okay, go for
it. Are you crazy, Leanne? Name that movie.
Hello, kiss. What's your name?
Lee.
Lee, where are you calling from today?
Mequon.
At the country club. Are you near the country club today,
on
darling?
On the back nine on the links, darling.
Excuse me.
You know it.
I've got to move over to Brown Deer. Back to myself.
Shout out Mequon, though, man. They got some good spots out there.
All right. Have you dated a coworker?
I did, and we are married.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Proof in the pudding.
And with kids.
Okay, well, congratulations. Some people can go to the bathroom where they eat and it works out.
I gotta follow up. Lee, I got a follow-up question. Who started what with who?
Oh, that's a good question.
It was a mutual thing. It kind of happened all at the same time.
Oh, see, that's beautiful when it happens naturally.
Like, you became friends and then...
Yeah, we knew each other for years and years, and then it just happened.
Weird.
One day they looked each other in the eyes and went, mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed by these people that know each other all these years, and then they hook up. Like, if I haven't slept with you yet, I have no interest. Like, it's not happening in 10 years.
My wife and I have known each other literally since middle school.
But it was always romantic, right?
It wasn't romantic until we had graduated. Well, we were both out of school. I was getting ready to go to college, and then we looked at each other's eyes and went,
In fairness, being 10 and 18 are two different worlds. Like, you do,
facts.
You are different people.
Facts,
you know,
facts,
what I mean?
Facts.
Okay, well, she says she married her coworker on the phone.
That's right.
Do it.
Do it. Lee, we appreciate your call.
All right.
It'll work out.
She said, and if it doesn't, we don't care either.
Nope.
Not our problem.
Have a good rest of your day, Lee.
Bye, girl.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. And Saucy Sandra, we'll leave it at this. She texted and said, I married my coworker and now I'm divorced.
Saucy.
The end. We broke the bank last night.
Did we?
We didn't break any hearts because we were out at the Milkman game in Franklin at Franklin Field, right at the Rock Complex, which never been to that field before.
It was both of our first times there last night. It was beautiful.
I've been to a Chinooks game. If they're still around, they might not be with Cardinal Stritch. But
that's how you say that? Chinooks?
Chinooks, yeah. I had been to one of their games. Very similar. That was up, you know, on the near Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
Been there years ago. But same kind of vibe, the fields. Very,
I got you.
Very cool fields.
I got you.
Smaller, compact, perfect for your family, perfect for kids to run around.
Exactly.
At a Brewers game, they can't run around like that.
Nope.
At the Franklin Field, the kids can run everywhere.
Do whatever
it's
you
great,
want.
Isn't it, right?
Respectfully, do whatever you want.
But we had to be out there last night because they decided they were going to do Christmas in July, the Salvation Army, meaning we were going to raise money and ring the bell for the red kettlebells.
What'd you say?
Yeah, you stole the bell.
They gave it to me.
Unbelievable.
They gave it to me.
I love it, though, because you can come up now and put cash or scan the QR code. It's very 2023.
Genius.
Yeah,
genius, because you could do your phone or your car where you just bloop, 5, 10, 20, whatever you'd like to give.
But let's talk about what really matters. Is not only was there over $1,700 raised alone just from the 50-50 raffle last night, which is amazing.
Somebody took home like $800-something dollars.
Well, they should have donated it back, but that's another argument for another day when you win half the pot at a nonprofit charity event.
I saw the person that won it. I was like, good for y'all.
Did he give it back?
Good for y'all.
No, he kept it.
I think there's a good investment and a nice dinner in somebody's future.
Yes. You gotta at least give a little bit back.
Little
it's for charity. You don't have to give the whole thing back, but just my
They
advice.
Kept half. What you mean? That was the half I give. That was me giving.
They kept the half.
The half they kept.
So we raised a lot of money, which then went to some guy's steak dinner, half of that.
It was a great time.
It was a great time, and we got to do some stuff on the field. My kids loved it. They had never been to a Milkman game in Franklin.
Excuse me, don't you dare undersell the fact that I won musical chairs last night.
Oh, I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it.
What?
They said, Allie, you're not in this skit, so I went on, I moved on with my life, and I was like talking to people. I didn't even see what happened.
You didn't watch me dominate?
I didn't see a thing. I didn't even hear it.
Kicked Radar's butt from our sister station.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't have me play. They were like, the dudes are going to play. I went, fine. And I rolled my eyes and moved on with my life. I went, let the dudes play.
We could have had you in there. I would have kicked your butt too. Happily.
They said I couldn't play.
Happily would have kicked everybody's butt. But I'm the reigning champion now, so I think I got to go back tonight to defend my title.
Well, I'm glad you won because you lost the next game that I did participate in, which I won.
I don't remember the game you're talking about.
They gave us these little bats and they said, here's some marshmallows. You have to pitch a marshmallow and your friend's going to hit the marshmallow into the crowd. And for every marshmallow that your partner hits, you get a point. And I'm like, this will be easy. That was not easy.
It was terrible.
The marshmallows were sticking to my fingers. I couldn't throw them.
Y'all's too. It was a marshmallow home run derby, basically.
That's what they called it.
Hit them into the crowd. Mm-hmm. We had the mini Louisville slugger, the demo bat, the tiny bat, trying to hit the s'mores.
It was too hard.
S'mores bonfire marshmallows. It was difficult. I'm glad y'all's was sticking too, man.
Yeah, but we still won. So anyway, I'm just saying.
Don't nobody care about y'all like that.
Oh, now, Mister, I won musical chairs. Nobody cares about my win now. But you can go on for 5 minutes about yours. Okay. Anyway.
Congratulations.
Look, the winner
on
is the
win.
Salvation Army. Okay.
The winner
is all the money that was donated. All the nice listeners who we met last night, who came up to us, who we took pictures. We met people. I heard some great stories.
Yes.
That's why we love being out meeting you guys, because we talk to you, but we don't ever see you. And now we get to see you when we go out to things like that.
The endorphin boost that I got from that was phenomenal.
You're like, oh my God, I'm meeting friends I didn't even know I had.
People, hello, people. All of y'all. Man, I got a drawing from a young fan yesterday. Little Andrea. So it came up to me and was like, hey, this is for you. And I opened it up and it colored me a picture, said 2DZ. I was like, man, I'm not going to cry. I ain't going to do it.
A lot of nice people we met. So thank you to everyone that came out.
Yeah, it was a great night.
Christmas in July at the Milkman game last night was a success. And now we've been to a Milkman game.
Now we can't say we haven't.
Now we cannot say we haven't. And it's a great field.
Next.
And free parking.
Facts.
I mean, all these things that go into smaller teams.
Bonus.
Now we got to go see, what's the team in Econowalk? The Mallets or something?
Oh, yeah.
We got all these teams we got to go see, DZ.
But, man, I'm trying to get back to the Rock Complex and hit the Lux Golf Bays, bro. I met one of their GMs last night. They were like, man, what's going on?
Is the story going somewhere?
Next we're going golfing, dog. That's what I'm saying.
I am all for that.
What's up?
But you have to stand outside and ring the bell while I golf.
I might have the bucket too. What's up?
All right, we're going to do Am I the Jerk next. And then after Am I the Jerk, don't forget those ludicrous VIP tickets to join us in the suite at the Wisconsin State Fair. So don't go anywhere. Like I said, Am I the Jerk's next. It involves someone getting mad. Their sister got engaged and announced it.
Ugh.
Hold on. I'll tell you why next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Caitlin wrote into the show. And by the way, you can always submit your Am I the Jerks. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs. We get so many on Facebook, on the Kiss Facebook.
Yeah, a surprising amount.
Or Instagram, whatever, just send them.
Wherever you need to slide into, we'll get it.
The emails will definitely get them. I'll tell you that much.
Quick. Just make them concise. You feel me?
No, because we get 7 paragraphs from people.
You want the novel?
No.
Bruh.
But I need the details sometimes.
Detail it concisely.
I know. Write it like a dude is what I always say. 3 lines where we know nothing and then we're more confused.
No.
Caitlin wrote into the show and she wants to know if she's a jerk for announcing her engagement 6 weeks after her sister's husband died, so her brother-in-law. She said, Allie and DZ, am I a jerk for this? She said, last year we found out my brother-in-law had stage 4 cancer. The entire family was in shock because he was only 34. We rallied behind my sister and him, but after a year-long battle, he lost his life. I know how hard it was for my sister, and I was just as heartbroken about losing my brother-in-law. 6 weeks after her husband died, my boyfriend proposed. I know my boyfriend had been putting off proposing for a while because we had talked about it and how we didn't want to announce an engagement right in the middle of my sister watching her husband fight for his life.
Right.
So my sister was furious when we announced we had gotten engaged. She said it was highly insensitive to announce this news 6 weeks after she lost her husband. I felt like we had been trying to find a time that wouldn't be offensive, but at this point it appears there may never be a good time. So am I the jerk for announcing my engagement 6 weeks after my sister's husband died, Caitlin?
Caitlin.
This is awkward.
Yeah, this is awkward.
But I get why she's like, what am I supposed to do?
When would have been the right time? 6 weeks was too soon.
But I also get why the sister's mad. The sister's going to be mad for a while. She just lost her husband.
She wouldn't have been okay 6 months from now. Honestly,
is it ever a good time?
So what are you supposed to do? Put your life off because your sister went through one of the worst experiences you could probably go through when you have a lifelong partner?
No, but 6 weeks was too quick.
You think 6 weeks was too fast?
Yeah, I think they should have waited a few months.
In a time where they were already waiting, though.
Mm-hmm.
They had already been putting it off because they didn't want to be disrespectful. And we, quite frankly, they were being sensitive to the time that was happening.
They were but that didn't seem to be, that wasn't noted. You see, it didn't matter they were being sensitive because it didn't matter in the end.
That's
right?
Terrible. I feel like
they went through all that to not get proposed. They finally do, you know, get engaged. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, still not. It didn't matter in the end. Mm-hmm. They could have just done it during a year ago.
Right. Well, what's Caitlin supposed to do? Ask, hey, when do you think it would be an okay time for us to announce our engagement?
I don't know.
It's her life, not her sister's life. Mm-hmm. And though they are related and blood, you feel for that sister. You can't put your life on pause for too long. I understand being respectful about it. I think 6 weeks is good. Straight
really?
Up. Yeah, I think 6 weeks more than fine. His mindset, I'm thinking from trying to understand the fiance, he was probably seeing sister going through it, assimilating his soon-to-be sister-in-law's behavior and went, I got to do something to uplift. Maybe he was trying to uplift everybody.
Well, you're going,
and go,
now's not the time for an engagement. Somebody texted in and said they should have done it when the brother-in-law was still there if they really care. Huh, interesting. Like, so he could be there?
Oh, so he could be, I guess,
interesting. Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know. But someone's knows I may just lose my partner and then you're like, we're engaged!
Hey, we get it. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, this is so awkward. 414-533-1037. Is Caitlin the jerk for announcing her engagement 6 weeks after her sister's husband died, her brother-in-law from cancer? I have no idea which way it's going to go today.
Yeah.
Because I could see it going either way.
Sure.
Somebody said total jerk. Could have waited at least 3 months.
Now we're putting a conditional time. When would have been a good time?
I don't know. Somebody else said not the jerk. The sister's heartbroken. It'll be a long time.
Yeah, man.
All right. We'll take your calls and texts next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Caitlin wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for announcing her engagement 6 weeks after her sister's husband died. The brother-in-law had cancer at only 34. He passed away, and they were waiting to get engaged. They finally did. Now they can't win because they said, well, her sister's now mad and said, that was really insensitive to announce this 6 weeks after I lost my husband.
And the sister's in a sensitive place, but she could be thinking of it progressively or positively at least and go, wow, this is now a very positive thing for our whole family.
Yeah. Well, Lisa's in Sheboygan this morning, so we're going to pull her up and see which way she's going. I'm curious. The texts are going both ways. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning. All right. So
I'm not whispering anymore.
When I answered the phone, Lisa goes, Allie, I'm in the gas station. And then I started whispering. I go, why am I whispering? I go,
okay.
Lisa.
I was just trying to be respectful. You know?
I get it. You're in a gas station talking on the phone.
Hey, everybody be quiet. I'm on Kiss FM.
Grab the hot Cheetos and move over. Lisa, which way? Is Caitlin a jerk or not for announcing this engagement right after her sister's husband died?
Not a jerk. I definitely understand that grief is a really sensitive subject and there's no right or wrong answer for anything. No one wrote the correct book about it. No one, you know, gave the correct speeches about it, but you can't stop life because something else stopped. Do you know what I mean? At what point is the right time then?
Have you ever heard the meme where the people who pass away, they don't know what's going on. You're the one, you're the one grieving. The person you're grieving is, you know, passed away.
Exactly.
And I guarantee a year from now, the sister that's upset will realize it and sort of come around and say, that was probably pretty crummy of me, but that's just how they reacted. And it's not wrong, but you can't stop life around you because, you know, of grief and death.
At some point, her sister will be happy for her, but it's not today. Yeah.
Not like, today. Might not be tomorrow either.
Well, hopefully her sister's happy for her at some point.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for Lisa. You say not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Dan is in Milwaukee this morning. Dan, good morning.
The man.
Good morning.
Hey, Dan, what's the word, man?
Is Kaylin a jerk?
All right, a couple things. I'll make this quick, though.
Oh, go on. Of course, he's a dude. It's like when dudes write into the show and they're three lines.
I believe him. He will make it quick.
Dan, right, which way are you going?
Talk to us.
Kaylin is not a jerk for announcing their engagement 6 weeks after a death of a family member.
Mm-hmm.
But she has exceeded jerk status to the highest level for bringing a very personal family matter into the public for their opinion.
Oh.
So I'm hoping that Kaylin lives in a different country and her family is not hearing this, because unfortunately she has now pulled, in my eyes, the biggest jerk move ever, and extremely insensitive to the family, period.
That's a jerk.
Ooh, Dan!
So he's saying it wouldn't have been a jerk move if she hadn't written into the radio station, but now it's really a jerk move.
I got a follow-up question for Dan.
Yeah.
Dan to Dan, all right? Dan to man from Dan to man. What if the sister didn't even know that they had already been putting off the engagement while they were going through this tough time, and now that it's a few weeks removed, they're feeling like it could be a resurgence? What if this is the sister's way of going, hey, if you are listening and happen to catch it, yeah, this is about us. I didn't tell you this, right? Maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that Kaylin has poor communication skills with her sister.
Yeah, 100%.
And this is all self-inflicted pain, and I'm sure there's two sides to the story that none of us know about.
Oh.
That part.
You know, communication never hurt anyone. Let me tell you, a lot of people work things out when they actually talk about it. So he's got a point of, you're writing into the radio station, maybe you should actually talk to your sister.
Right. Hurt a lot of feelings, didn't hurt a lot of people.
Because right now, she's just trying to get validation that what she did was okay versus, is my sister okay? It's like, but tell me what I did was okay. Okay, right?
Well, she's been there for her sister. She's got to make sure that her sister was okay.
I do agree. Life can't stop, though.
No. Dan.
Because we could all die tomorrow.
Right.
So if you lose somebody and then I put off my life, what if I die tomorrow and then I put it off because I was waiting on you to heal? Think about that.
Now, the opportunity here is that there's a major life lesson to be learned by everybody, and I wish Kaylin very well.
That part.
Okay.
And best of luck.
Live and learn. The sting will all eventually wear off.
Just get some Neosporin. Have a good rest of your day, Dan. Thank you, man.
Bye,
Dan.
All right, so that's we'll say. I think he said jerk at the end of the day because of the way it was handled. So Mercy,
a little bit. He was. I feel like he was leaning towards jerk, even though he started off saying no.
Mercy's in Sheboygan. Going to be the tiebreaker this morning. Good morning, Mercy.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Good morning.
Hello.
You're in the spot today.
I've been listening to you for years, ever since West County Alley, Virgin Alley, and now DC Alley.
Much better show now. Thank you.
Hey.
So glad you're here.
Thank you, Mercy. I appreciate you.
I'm a lot happier. I don't know about everybody else.
I know that's right.
Dad's there for a few years, but we're back.
We here.
All right. So what do you think? Who's the jerk?
I am saying not the jerk because, as everyone has said, life doesn't stop. Biggest lesson learned, I think, that everyone should have gotten out of this is that life is too short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go for what you want. You got to say what you want to say before your loved ones are gone. And the sister should be happy for him.
Okay. So she says, not the jerk, live your life, and who cares what people think? Because at the end of the day, we're all self-centered anyway. You know what I mean? We're so busy trying to please somebody else, but we're all thinking about ourselves at the end of the day.
This is one we need a follow-up on.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Did they make up?
What's going on? Right.
Did the sister stand up with her as the maid of honor like she probably should have? I don't know.
Right.
We'll need an update.
We do need an update. Mercy, we appreciate you. Kind words, and thank you for rounding it out for us. Decided not the jerk.
Kaylin's not the jerk.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for calling and listening all those years.
Yeah, buddy.
We appreciate it. All right. So not the jerk for announcing the engagement 6 weeks after the sister's husband died.
It
is what it is. We're done.
It's a lose-lose.
Moving on. Coming up next, Ludacris tickets.
Hey,
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We're taking you with us to Ludacris in our VIP area. We have a suite at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Mm-hmm. August 11th.
I thought I was dreaming because you can't make this up. I have caller 30 on the line.
We do. We got him on the
line.
It
is unbelievably one of our show regulars, which that's the game. You get in, you get in.
I mean, hey, the winner is. We don't deal them.
This is not fixed. She is truly caller 30. Saucy Sauce.
Sandra.
She's different. So yeah, she winning. She winning. Yeah, she winning.
Yes.
Of all the regulars to win
a phone.
Okay. Of all the regulars to win.
It has to be me. I know. I'm super excited and appreciative.
We love you, Sandra. You know what? She's working. Hold on, Sandra.
We'll I am working.
She's got to do the winner bear, too, because she is the winner.
We'll
put
you on hold. But, Sandra, we're so excited you're going to be with us.
Like, oh, I am, too. You know, I had this conversation with you this morning.
She said, I want to win. I'm like, try calling. Good luck. I can't even believe it. You're caller 30.
And in my head, I thought.
I can't either.
What if Saucy does win? What if the luck of the draw hits? And
no
I was
way.
Like, I wasn't thinking it was going to be today. Yo, Saucy.
Right?
You going to have to play the lottery today, okay?
That's what I'm doing, bro.
Get a scratch off. It's your day today.
All right, hold on, Sandra. I have your info, but I'm going to get it again. Because you're coming with us.
Sounds good. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Saucy different.
So the fun level's already at 10 with DZ and I, and we just added another notch on the belt with Saucy Sandra in that suite.
Maybe two notches?
I mean, this VIP suite is going to be fire. So your chance to win again tomorrow, same time. Wow, it's good stuff.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you hear my 9-year-old Hudson last night at the game quizzing everyone around him about who would be better, the Bulls in the 90s or the current day Milwaukee Bucks? This is the conversation my son was having with people at the baseball field last night. I don't know if you heard any of this.
That's a tough debate right there, my boy.
He did it with everybody. And the reason I bring this up is because Michael Jordan and his son Marcus Jordan are who I'm talking about right now.
Oh,
because
snap.
If you've missed it, Larsa Pippen, who, she was married to Scottie Pippen for 100 years, but really, she's on Real Housewives of Miami now at this point for me. That's the connection for me.
That's her relevance in pop culture now.
And she was friends with Kim till Kim clipped her, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
they were like best friends, and they never clip people out of their lives. So I don't know.
They cut people off plenty.
Who?
The Kardashians.
Lamar Odom's still in their life. Tristan Thompson's still in their life. Kanye's still in their life. They don't clip people in the Kardashian. Scott Disick's still in their life.
I don't clip people. I give you that. You're right.
They let every even
they clipped their brother Rob them.
Oh! Rob doesn't want to be around.
Right, no, I know. Rob clipped himself.
He got involved with Black China. Dumbest mistake he ever did. But Larsa Pippen has been dating Michael Jordan's son, which is weird because her husband of 20 years played basketball with Michael Jordan.
Right.
So now she's dating her. The whole thing is messy.
She's dating a young man she watched grow up for a few years of his life, young Marcus.
It's not the age. It's that she literally knows his dad. So the whole thing is icky to me. It's like
they're basically godparents.
It's like dating my friend's kid.
Right.
That would be me dating my friend's kid.
That's exactly what that is.
It's weird. So now Michael Jordan was doing an interview and said he did not approve of this relationship, which sent Larsa into a tailspin because she was like, Marcus told me everyone approves in his family and now I look stupid because I said they approve and then Michael Jordan said they don't. He doesn't.
Well, he got caught walking out of like a restaurant or something and Jordan. Michael.
Which one? I'm like, you gotta be specific.
Papa Jordan.
The father.
Yes, Michael got caught walking out of a restaurant and the paparazzi asking questions. Hey, Michael, what about Marcus and Larsa? And he laughed. Right? And then they go, do you approve? And as he's getting in his car, he's like, ha ha, no.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
So then she got upset and said, well, he told me everyone was okay with it. And then so then Michael Jordan came back and said, I'm fine with it. Or at least Larsa's saying everyone's fine with it.
It is what
it is. So that's the whole story. Michael Jordan says, no, I'm not okay with it. Larsa's, I wouldn't be okay with it.
I wouldn't be okay with it. That'd be gross. Weird.
It's weird. Don't date your friend's kids. Ugh, listen to this.
What?
My therapist challenged me to go on a date I don't want to go on.
Wait, with somebody you're not trying to go on a date with?
Ick. Let me tell you next who my therapist said I was supposed to go on a date with, and I said, absolutely not.
Are you telling me your therapist gave you bad advice?
She says it's great advice. She says it's good advice. I disagree.
Okay.
But wait till I tell you what the argument is next, because there's an issue, and I'll tell you about it. And by the way, earlier we talked about how we were at the Milkman game last night, raising money for the Salvation Army.
We raised $1,700.
And I called out the guy who won the 50-50 raffle. His name is Nick, for not giving his half back to charity.
Did you do some recon? How did you find his name so fast? day.
Well, he messaged us and he said,
okay.
Can someone let Allie know that I gave $200 back to the Salvation Army? I go, oh, my bad, Nick.
You had my boy Nick sweating. He's like, man, I don't want people thinking I'm not bad for charity. I gave some money back.
Well, I lit him up an hour ago and said he didn't give any money back, but apparently he did. So thank you, Nick. We appreciate you.
Nick, let's go. Double winning then, man.
DM received. But next.
Next.
The date I don't want to go on that my therapist said I should go on.
Okay. Can't wait to hear more.
Ick. I'll tell you next.
God. Deep sigh, I hear.
Ridiculous. I love my therapist, but this is ridiculous. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Went to therapy on Monday, DZ.
Uh-huh.
And I started talking to my therapist about how I don't like sober dates.
What do you mean by that?
And I need to know if there's something wrong with me. It's literally what I went in and said, hey, doc, don't want to go out with anybody sober. In fact, a coffee date sounds like hell to me. What do you think? Is there something wrong with me? Because I don't want to be sober when I go out on a date with someone. She goes, huh? What do you mean? And I said, if a guy asks me on a coffee date, I'm like, no thanks. Boring. Okay. I'm here for fun. Let's go get a drink.
Oh, bet.
And she goes, well, I don't think so. She goes, but I'm going to challenge you to go on a sober date. And I went, ugh, sounds horrible. And then I went, what is wrong with me?
She double dog dared you to go on a date sober.
She did, and she's right. She should challenge me to go on a sober date, but sure. I have zero interest in it.
Well, if you're only dating for a specific reason, right, you're not looking for something long term.
No.
I feel like you're either dating for fun or you're dating for family.
And that's what I told her.
Uh-huh.
Because I said, I feel like if I wanted a husband or more kids or even just a boyfriend, then a coffee date would be appropriate because I'd be getting to know if this person could be someone I want to get to know better.
Right.
Right. Whereas if I go have a drink and like, I don't like you, it's nothing lost. We had a drink and bye, right? A coffee date is like business. It's like business to me.
Sure. You're going to be, now you got to think about, you know, fruitful topics to speak on and keep everything interesting.
It's not my vibe.
Whereas more, if you're just grabbing a drink with somebody, hanging out real quick, it's not necessarily a date per se, but it's casual dating. And that's what I think you're doing versus what your therapist is trying to suggest. I'm not going against your therapist.
I'm not either, even though I'm not doing it.
I see your face. But well, you know the payoff could be interesting. What triggered it?
The whole thing actually that truly triggered it was I was talking to a guy. We were texting and it's somebody on the roster.
Okay.
I've known a while.
Oh, we got an active player.
Well, we got a few, but I never talk about them because they're not important. But this one said something about hanging out sober and I went, ick.
Really?
I said that to him. I go, why?
Have you hung out with them before?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And I would hang out with them sober, but I have no desire to.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know.
You're not that kind of player, my boy. Know your role.
I felt like that was a little too lovey. That was like a relationship.
Felt like he was trying to take an additional step into your guys' knowing each other.
I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Then so my therapist is like, what's wrong? You don't want to go on a... So, no, I don't.
You have no interest in going on a coffee date.
Or with
date.
Anyone, but with anyone. So right. That was what triggered the initial conversation. And then my mind, then I started thinking about it. Then my therapist said, do it. Then I said, I don't want to. And then I went, what is wrong with me?
You saying you don't want to so adamantly makes me feel like you kind of should.
That's what she did to me. She was trying to mind F me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and did she? Did it work?
You're afraid to be sober with a guy that you like, so stop getting drunk. No.
I don't think it's fear. I don't think it's fear.
It's fear either.
That I disagree with drastically. I don't think it's fear whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just lack of interest. That's not what you're wanting to do. That's not what you're interested in doing. So why would you put yourself in that mindset?
It'd be like if a guy asked me to go hiking on the first date, I'd be like, nah, like 7 dates in maybe.
We're bringing drinks? Right. We hiking with drinks?
But the first one? Nah.
Yeah,
good.
Because I see you going on, you know, sober adventures with potentials.
And I have.
But then again, it's not like they're really quote unquote potentials. These are just people you're enjoying time with casually.
Like, who was the last person I was sober with a lot? Like, let's think about this. Like, who have I've dated a few, and a lot of it involves going out and drinking when you think about it, right? Nothing super productive in life. I mean, last summer I was dating Wade the Fisherman, and we did a lot of great, we went fishing. I mean, that was all sober stuff. We went on day trips, you know.
Okay.
Driving around through, you know, beautiful stuff.
Whatever, backcountry Wisconsin.
Was sober. I was sober and I was there.
Enjoyed it.
Present.
Right.
I don't feel like I can't, but I have to get to know you before I'm remotely spending a day with you sober. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I sound like an alcoholic,
no.
But I don't even drink that much, which is what's crazy anymore.
I feel like you're a single mother. You have your boys.
True.
And when you don't, mama trying to let loose.
Ding, ding.
So why would you? You're not going to let loose over coffee. You're not going to let loose at the gym. You're not going to let loose going on a hike or rowing or whatever in Timbuktu trying to do. You hear me?
No.
You know, so it's
not.
That's not the moment you're in. So I don't think you need to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I do think you should challenge yourself just to see how it feels.
Somebody said, Allie, get a potential date. Maybe you're a recovering alcoholic. Oh, now you're trying to make, I don't want to mess with somebody's, no.
You will end up with somebody's sponsor. Don't do that. No. Don't do that. No disrespect, but I don't think that's what you're trying to do.
Miko said, come on, Allie, let me get through the phone. DZ, don't encourage her. What? I don't know what that means.
Well, somebody else got some better advice.
And
what's
then
up?
Somebody said, it's been a minute, but what happened to Jim Puppy Fine Fine? Jim Puppy Fine Fine.
He's doing fine, fine somewhere else.
Probably in a car with another girl at a bar. I said what I said. Okay, so let's move on.
Anywho.
Allie's looking for guys that tell her the truth.
I'm telling you, I don't think you need to worry about the coffee. I think you need to worry
about...
Don't
do it.
Just no. I think, no.
Damn.
No, I'm not on your side.
Dang
I think
it.
You need to do it, but don't worry about it. And don't put yourself in a mindset of, oh my goodness, this is a sober date. No, what you're doing is going to meet a friend... Meet a friend, still with no worry in the environment. You're just not doing it in the evening for drinks. What you're going to go do is have one coffee, hang out, and then decide. Go. I challenge you to go on
Why?
One date. I'm going to support your therapist here. Go on one date.
Both of you.
And decide whether you want to have drinks. Do the reverse.
DC what my I therapist got. Are in cahoots, everybody.
I'm a part-time paid employee of your therapist.
I mean, listen.
Joking.
You might be, honestly.
But no. For real, hear me out, because what I'm thinking is challenge your brain. What you do is the opposite. Right now, you grab drinks, then go, maybe so.
That's easy.
That's easy. No, flip it. Challenge yourself, not to make yourself uncomfortable, but just to test your mentals, to test how you feel and test how you react, because then you're going to know. And I got a theory that you're going to get pinpointed on somebody's demeanor way faster than you would just going out for drinks.
Oh, I'm not picking up that it's a bad guy because I'm drunk. Is that
maybe,
what you're getting at? Maybe. I need to be more sober around these guys.
You said it in plainer English than me. But no, flip it for yourself and see how you react. Put yourself in that situation to go, okay, maybe I'm picking up on different cues because we are in a different environment.
Yeah,
I support what your therapist said. I don't think you need to think about it as like going at it sober, but go at it from a different mindset. And that would be consequently sober, yeah.
Whoever texted in, coffee date, but bring a flask. Hey, you.
Oh, don't put the Baileys in that mug. No. Don't put the Baileys in the coffee.
That's when I really know I need to seek help. If I go that, if I say, I'll go on the date, but then I bring alcohol. To it. Now we might need to have a real talk, okay?
That's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation. The phones are ringing.
Should you go on this coffee date, Allie?
God, should I go on a sober coffee date?
I say yes.
God. All right, we'll take your calls next. I don't know if I want to take your calls,
honestly. Oh, we're taking them calls next.
I don't know if I want to.
414-533-1037. You know the number.
I don't want to take any calls. I don't want any feedback. I changed my mind.
We said what we said.
Fine, we'll talk about it next.
Ugh, sweating.
Why? Why are you,
talking
why
about
are you sweating?
And men and love and ugh.
Ain't nobody talking about love. Hold
this
on.
This is why
hold
I try to stay single.
Ain't God. Nobody say nothing about no love, man. We out here just trying to get you to have some coffee.
I'm trying to stay single. These guys try to wife me up, then they end up being liars, and then I get myself into messes, and here we are, DZ. I'm sweating.
Allie trying to avoid getting cuffed up, y'all.
Because they're all liars.
Kiss FM.
Unless you go on a coffee date, they might be telling the truth according to my therapist.
Get them some caffeine, okay. Make them jittery. You never know.
I just said I was talking to my therapist about how I don't want to go on a sober date with anyone. And is this a problem? So she challenged me to go on a sober coffee date with someone, and I went, ick. So somebody texted in and said, do what you do for you. Divorce is trauma. Single parenting is a struggle. Casual dating is acceptable. Yes, 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 yes. I agree with all of those statements.
Got nothing for that. That text sounds logical to me.
100%. All right, so let's go to the phones, though, and see what everybody wants to say. Oh, Destiny is on the phone. Mm-hmm. This is going to be trouble. I'm scared. Destiny.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Just let it happen.
You're the true player.
And we got one on the line.
Nope. DZ, you fired.
Me now.
What? I'm fired.
Oh.
You're fired. Your therapist fired. Hire me, Allie. You and I. I'm your new therapist.
Okay.
Fine.
And?
Go That's on.
It. What
because,
do I do?
Listen, no, you don't go on these little coffee date thingamabobbers. You're just having fun. Now, if you can go out and have drinks with the person and you can remember them the next day,
then that's a good time to, you know, maybe go on a sober date.
That's a keeper.
But if you can't remember him in the conversation the night before,
ooh,
it won't worth it.
Ooh, hot take.
She's not wrong. Like, I am allowed
think
one drunk
it, though,
day before a sober.
How many times have you had drunk nights and you'd be like, man, but I do remember this one person. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Destiny, you don't need DZ in the therapist. I'm here for you. I got you.
I guess I'm fired. Yeah, okay.
No, Destiny just got rid of you.
Allie and Destiny. The new Kiss Morning Show, huh? What? I'm out of here. Bye, y'all. It was been nice.
I just don't want to take it so seriously. I feel like I try to have fun, and I always get swept into some nonsense. This
I don't
is the
think
problem.
You should. And I agree with Destiny. You are having fun. You don't need to take it seriously whatsoever. But a challenge, I love me a challenge. And I feel like
that was playing. What was that? Reverse psychology stuff. They get paid to tell her stuff to do stuff
ooh.
Like that.
The reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology thing. Don't go on these. Yes, you're going to go on these dates. Then she's going to turn around and say, no, I'm not.
Well, I will give. She said they're reverse psychologing you. Well, that is psychology.
What if it is? What if it is?
It may work.
See, you're paying way too much for it. Come see me.
She got you for the friends and family discount, dog.
I would come out worse if I went to Destiny than if I went to my therapist.
Wait a minute. How dare you?
You heard me. Destiny, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. I'm not talking to you guys no more.
Now you're fired. I'm back in. What?
There you go. Now I'm fired.
See you later,
bye,
fam.
Guys. Later.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll let Destiny come in sometime when your wife has her baby. How's that? That'd be a hell of a show.
Oh, my goodness. I might have to come in on that day off principle alone.
Just cause. All right. Miko was texting in, really wants to be on the air, has something to say. Miko, good morning.
Miko trying to take you out on a day. What up, Miko?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Come on, Papa. That's not me.
Oh, no, Papi. Oh, perdón, Papi. Perdón. My bad.
What if he's got a wife?
True. I hear assuming.
Well, I don't have a wife yet. In 26 days, I have a wife.
Hey!
No disrespect to the wifey.
None whatsoever. My bad.
Exactly.
Excuse me, wifey.
But here, DZ.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say.
What's up?
Is, Allie, you should definitely go on a coffee date.
Damn it.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Liquor blurs your filters.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So while you may think, everything's hoopla, everything's hunky-dory, and then, you guys end up going out afterwards and not liquored up. And then it's like, oh, wait, he has a little funny tick that I don't like. His left eye is, more over
his
than his
eye.
Right.
Miko, what's wrong with left eye?
I do that with alcohol.
I'm just being honest.
No, well, I feel
honest.
We hear you.
He's right.
You know, it's going to filter your filter. So
I don't have
not?
A filter. I don't have a filter.
Allie's sweating for real. If she really does not have a filter, liquid courage or not.
Well, Miko, okay.
I get it.
But what I mean is, it's going to swing your filter as far as, you may see a guy, you may like him, mm-hmm. you may remember things that were great throughout, but there may be something that you don't like that you may not completely remember. Mm-hmm. It may not be a big deal, but by the
He's
second, third, fourth
right.
day, it just keeps coming out, and you're like, why the hell am I here anyway?
All so of a sudden, like, you're like, what? How did I miss that before?
Yeah,
ooh,
like, why
ain't wrong at all.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Allie, I meant to tell you, so you were out recently at a restaurant. I was there with the fiance and family as well mm-hmm. at a certain Asian place. I was the good-looking bald Puerto Rican. But
wait, an Asian place? Where were we?
Fujiyama.
Oh, yeah, but you weren't at my table. I didn't meet you.
Yeah, we were right across.
You were,
right across from each other.
That was cool.
Yeah. And white beard.
Yeah, how are you? Oh, my God, you didn't even say hi. What the hell?
You said, I was bald, dark, and handsome. I was sitting there with the fiancé.
I was with my kids and my sister and her family. You didn't even say hi.
Yeah.
Rude. I wasn't even on a date.
Rude.
I wasn't even on a date.
Interrupting people when they're out.
I feel Miko on that, though.
That's
right.
Fine. I wish you would have said hi, though.
So it's like you and your boys were enjoying the day, and it looked phenomenal. But,
it was good. We were at Hibachi.
Had you been on a date, he wouldn't have wanted to interrupt.
And I wouldn't have been sober anyway.
Unless I saw her waving her hat as a white flag, and it's like, okay, I gotta go save her.
Ayuda, ayuda, help, help.
Hibachi is not going well.
Ayuda, man, help me.
Hey, Miko, thanks for calling. I'll think about the coffee date. I told my therapist I would consider it.
There you go.
Okay. All right. You guys enjoy.
Bye.
You too, man. Bye.
Doesn't sound fun, but I said I'd consider it.
You never know until you try.
We got time for one more. Tony or Kathleen, DZ? I'm making you pick.
You make me pick? You know what? I think I could take Tony. I want to talk to Kathleen.
Yep.
I'll scrap with Tony.
Okay,
what's up?
Kathleen in New Berlin. Last one. Real quick. Kathleen, good morning.
It's always ladies first. Hey, Kathleen.
Good morning.
My therapist said I should go on a sober coffee date, and I think that sounds horrible.
Talk to us, Kathleen.
What do you think?
I think my therapist told me I need to go more on fun dates and less coffee dates.
What?
We need to switch lives.
So, full disclosure, I'm divorced, and my ex was a raging, had a problem with alcohol.
No wonder she can't be going on drunk dates if she has trigger. It's a trigger
for
her.
I'm one of them people where I work a lot in healthcare. I'd rather have a cup of coffee than a drink, personally.
Yeah.
Which means I drink way too much coffee.
Don't we all?
Full disclosure, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, but Kathleen, I'm already anxious as it is. Don't give me more caffeine on a sober date. Could you imagine what a disaster that would be?
I didn't even think about that.
You don't give somebody who's already wound up more
hours.
Caffeine.
You want these dates to last hours? No, I want it like 15, 30 minutes tops, because within that time span, either I'm going to be like, you need to leave me alone, or... Okay, but I got other things to do.
Okay, the coffee brought me back in because it's a quicker date.
It is. You know what? It would be a quicker date, wouldn't it?
Kathleen, there's one thing I don't have is patience. You sold me on the shorter date idea. That's actually a sell for me.
That's a way to spin it. Yeah. Kathleen, thank you. Yeah, we brought her around, Kathleen.
I'm going to go on a date just because it's quick.
I don't have time to sit here and hear about your mother problems. I don't have time for that.
And when you grabbing a drink, everybody start divulging all sorts of nonsense.
You're right.
Kathleen's onto something.
I don't need that. Right.
Kathleen,
I don't need any of that
at all. None of us do. Ooh, get you some coffee.
I don't want to hear about your ex. I don't want to hear about that.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I don't either. I'm the same way.
None.
And somebody else texted in and said I dated someone who's completely different sober than drunk, and I straight up could not handle him sober. Oh, jeez. I thought they were going to say the opposite.
Ooh-wee.
Thanks for calling, Kathleen.
We appreciate you.
Have a good morning, guys.
Bye.
I'll update you if I go.
Good. We need the update. You better go.
It may be in 17 years, but I'll update you.
I'll be here.
Okay, thanks. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.